Daniel in the lion's den. So, put yourself in Daniel's shoes or Daniel's sandals in this story that, again, many of us learned in Sunday school, but as I said when I introduced it, I have never preached on this text before because it doesn't normally appear in the lectionary. Most of us, we know the part about Daniel and the lions. We've got that, but it's the backstory of this tale that's a little strange to us. So let me go into this morality tale about whom you serve, this story about where ultimate allegiance lies. Daniel lived some 2,600 years ago. He was a resident of Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel. His nation had been destroyed by the Babylonians around the year 590 BC under the leadership of the great king Nebuchadnezzar. Jerusalem had been destroyed, the temple had been burned to the ground, thousands had been slaughtered, and Daniel, along with thousands of others, had been hauled off to Babylon, hundreds of miles away as a hostage. Now, Daniel was a man of amazing talents and brilliant intellect. And like Joseph in the book of Genesis we heard about 2 weeks ago, those skills did him well. And even though he was a captive, Daniel rose to a position of leadership where he was one of the three most powerful men in the kingdom. The king leaned upon him. And his position and his talents also earned Daniel the jealousy and hatred of many others in the royal court. And they plotted against him. They went to the king, who was a rather foolish man named Darius, and they got him to issue an order that says, "No one may pray to anyone or any god except the king for 30 days. Now, why did they pick 30 days, not 29 days, not forever? I don't know. But for the sake of the story, no one may pray to anyone else for 30 days. And if they do, they will be thrown into the lion's den and eaten alive." Well, Daniel was faithful to the Lord. And Daniel did not obey the order. And three times a day, Daniel got down on his knees to pray and give praise to the Lord. And his enemies pounced on him. They denounced him. They handed him over to the king, and Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And there, all alone and abandoned, he sat. Except the Bible tells us something about Daniel. He was not alone. Because just as Joseph, when he was sitting in Pharaoh's dungeon in the book of Genesis, knew he was not alone, so Daniel too knows that the Lord is with him. So, what does Daniel do overnight in the lion's den? Interestingly, the Bible doesn't tell us. It does not say one word about what Daniel did. Nothing about him saying prayers, although in our play we had him pray the words of the 23rd Psalm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." But in the Bible, he doesn't say anything. Nothing about him boasting in the Lord. "Yeah, you'll save me, Lord." Nothing about him saying, "How could you do this to me, Lord?" Nothing at all. What we do know is Daniel is just there. But the next morning, the king, who loved Daniel and was so upset that he had been tricked, he goes to the lion's den. The stone is rolled away, and he calls out these words, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" And only then does Daniel speak. The first words we hear, the only words we hear from Daniel are these: "O king, live forever." That's how you addressed a king back then. "My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king. I have done nothing wrong." And with those words, Daniel is lifted out of the lion's den, and all those who falsely accused him are put into the lion's den, and the story ends. The story of Daniel is a story of faith, patience, and perseverance. And if you were here 3 weeks ago and you saw our play in the last scene, our heroes, Derek and Tiffany, they travel back in time to the lion's den to try and get that DNA sample from Daniel of patience and perseverance. Because patience and perseverance are crucial to all people of faith. Patience. Now, it means much more than just being able to put up with people and circumstances. We have all heard patience is a virtue. In church this Wednesday, we will hear these words from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient and kind. And yes, it is. And life is a lot more enjoyable, And life is a lot more tolerable when we have patience, love, and kindness. Some of you know I sell coins on eBay. It's a little side hobby. It enables us to make our car payments and gives me a little fun money every once in a while to buy some more coins. Well, recently I sold a coin to a man in the Philippines. And it was great. Made a nice profit on it. Except, problem started. Because he couldn't pay me. He was having trouble with his PayPal account. It wouldn't let him pay me. And he asked for more time, and I said, that's fine. But the weeks dragged on. He kept saying, please give me a little more time. eBay kept saying, do you want to cancel the transaction? And he kept writing, please give me a little bit more time. And I said, that's fine, I'll give you more time. And finally, after 3.5 weeks, he said, I have finally gotten my PayPal account straightened out, and I can pay you. And he thanked me for my patience. And I replied, well, I'm a pastor. What else am I supposed to do? And I happened to mention to him that my sermon this week was on patience and I might tell his story. And he said that was great. In fact, he even offered to pay me extra money for my patience. And I said, that is fine. And in his last email, he said, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to pay it forward. I will be patient to someone else because of the patience you have shown me. And I thought that was great, because patience is a good and godly thing. It is good to be patient with one another. There is a distinct lack of patience in our world at times. We want stuff and we want it now. Do you like watching YouTube videos of people who are not patient? People who get booted off of airliners, or people who get yanked out of stores because they just lose it? My wife is a preschool teacher. I'm not really great with little kids, and I've always been amazed how little kids can go from this to a screaming tantrum in about 1 second, because little kids have not yet learned how to be patient. It's amazing how many adults never learned that talent, isn't it? Patience is a virtue. But Daniel shows a different kind of patience. Daniel shows patience with the Lord. Daniel shows us what it is to be patient and wait upon the Lord. See, Daniel has done everything right. Daniel has been completely and totally faithful to the Lord. Even when his life is on the line, he still prays 3 times a day to the Lord. Even though his homeland has been destroyed, his temple has been burned to the ground, his life has been uprooted, Daniel does not lose his patience with the Lord. He still trusts in the Lord. He still turns to the Lord. And in that patient trust, Daniel persevered. Because perseverance is one of the great hallmarks of faith as well. Trusting in the Lord is something we all need to cultivate. Because let's face it, like Daniel, our lives do not always go as we have planned. We take a lot of detours in our life. Case in point. A week ago, Pick and Save had Milk Duds on sale. And I thought, that's great. I have not had Milk Duds in 15 years. So we bought a box of Milk Duds a week ago. This week I went to the dentist because I broke off part of a tooth eating the Milk Duds. And the $1 box of Milk Duds is turning into paying for a crown. Life does not always go as we have it planned, does it? But the question we all need to keep in mind is, how do we handle those detours that life gives us? Some people, they get all upset. They lose hope. They get frustrated with God. When something goes wrong, they are just done. One of my first years here at Grace, we had a teenage girl who left the church. She left God. She would have nothing to do with God ever again because her aunt died. Nothing could dissuade her differently. Nothing. But I have also seen people who have amazing hope, amazing trust, amazing patience and perseverance. Even if things do not go according to their timetable or their plans, they are faithful to the Lord. We are reminded constantly that, you know what, a lot of life is simply out of our hands. It just happens. And how do we deal with it when those things happen? I've also had the honor in my life of being around a lot of people who've shown amazing patience. We have several in our congregation right now who are battling serious, serious diseases. But in the midst of their diseases, they are showing faith and trust in the Lord. They are persevering even against all the odds against them. I have visited with them. Pastor Heidi has visited with them. Some of you have visited with them. And the faith and the patience and the perseverance they show is amazing. They are not angry. They are not resentful. They turn to the Lord for strength in any and all things. They trust God will be with them even in the difficult times. I'm going to talk about someone that many of us knew here at Grace, Ann Schultz. If you have not, if you haven't been a member of Grace for many years, you didn't know Ann, but many of us knew Ann Schultz. Ann died about 6 years ago. She was one of the great saints of the church. And I want to share two stories about Ann that talk about patience and perseverance. Ann saved up for years to go on her dream vacation. She was going to London. And so Ann flew to London, and her dream vacation lasted as long as she could step out of the front door of her hotel, because as she crossed the street outside of her hotel, she was hit by a garbage truck. And Ann spent the next 6 weeks in a British hospital ward. Now, if that happened to you, how much patience and perseverance would you have? Do you know what Ann did for 6 weeks in the hospital ward? She ministered to the other women in the hospital ward. She talked with them. She listened to them. She prayed with them. She heard their stories and she gave them encouragement. She turned her misfortune into a blessing. Talk about patience and perseverance. A number of years later, Ann got the diagnosis that she had terminal cancer. And so how did Ann deal with her diagnosis? She turned it into a farewell tour. And for months, she invited people over to her apartment to visit with her and to talk with her and to chat with her and to share memories. She invited my family over, to my daughter Samantha. She gave gifts. And in the end, Ann told me she had over 700 people stop by to visit her. In the end, the cancer took Ann's life, but it did not even phase her patience and her perseverance. Stories like Ann's are wonderful. They show us that even though God does not guarantee us that life is going to go the way we want it, they show us that God will be with us all through our lives. Just as God never left Daniel in the lions, and God promises that he will never leave you or me. In our gospel for today, Jesus says to us, if you are weary, if you are burdened, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and you can take my yoke upon you. In Jesus' time, oxen were yoked together. It helped them to work together. And the stronger oxen yoked with the weaker oxen would lead the weaker one along the way. That's what Jesus says to us. Come to me and let me walk with you through life. Let me lead you through life. Let me help you through those difficult times of life. Work with me at your side and you will find rest for your soul. It's a lesson we all need to learn. In our play, Derek and Tiffany, they didn't get that DNA sample they needed from Daniel, but then they realized they didn't need it because they realized as they watched Daniel that that kind of strength and patience and perseverance was in them. They just needed to trust in the Lord that it was true. My friends, God is with us. That's the lesson we all need to learn, and that's the lesson we then need to put into action in our lives. It would be wonderful if everything went our way, right? It would be wonderful if you had that lottery ticket in your pocket right now. But you know what? Life doesn't normally go that way. Sometimes life gets in the way of our plans. But our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says that no matter what life throws at you, I am with you. The last words Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew's gospel were these: I will be with you to the close of the age. And friend, you can take that to the bank. You can take it to the bank filled with patience and perseverance in your Lord. You can take it to the bank, assured of the words we just heard 2 weeks ago from Paul, that there is nothing in all creation that will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So live with that Trust that in all things, and be filled with the faith, the patience, and the perseverance of Jesus Christ. Amen.